You're listening to EuroCities Podcast. Time, that noise, ticking in busy people's head. So pretty much everyone these days. I don't have the time is an all too familiar refrain. So much of our energies are dedicated to work that it's become harder and harder to find a moment to relax, to love, to read, to dream. How to press pause on life. Start a time revolution, say Barcelona city officials. Welcome to the show. I'm Daniela Beretta, your host today. In this EuroCities podcast, Sonia Ruiz, the Director of Gender and Time Policies at the Barcelona municipality, will show us what the Catalan city does to stop the clock. Since 2003, Barcelona's Time Reform Project has been helping citizens find a better work-life balance so that they could devote more hours to leisure, family, and social activities. Barcelona's Time Revolution centers around the idea that time is a right for all citizens and that everyone should be able to reconcile work and personal life. Sonia Ruiz has been a major force behind Barcelona's time reform.
We're aiming at creating a healthier and more efficient and especially more equal society through a better organization of time.
Change has taken shape through some 70 programs, from time banks to the extension of municipal service hours to relieving caregivers and single mothers. I find the Time Banks initiative especially interesting. Instead of money, at Time Banks, people deposit and borrow hours of voluntary work. So, for example, one can read books to children or help them with their homework, care for a sick person, or do something simpler, such as looking after pets and plants when homeowners are on holiday. The person performing voluntary work will receive one or more services back from other participants. For example, a volunteer may take an older person for a walk and in return get their fridge or something at home repaired for free. Think of time banks as a new form of solidarity that's based on time as the new currency and something that also helps break the cycle of loneliness and isolation. Lack of time has created a new type of deprivation, time poverty. For Barcelona, the time reform is also a way to help those citizens who are poor in time because of their class, their gender, or their age. Sonia Ruiz says time deprivation weighs more heavily on women, and that often has nothing to do with their bank account.
Single mothers, is they might have a more stable or they might have a good employment situation, like their economic and the economic situation might be better in some cases, but they are all poor in time.
The COVID-19 pandemic only added an extra burden on single mothers.
Schools were closed the first months of lockdown from March to September. That was a big problem for families with children, of course, and especially also for single parents. They couldn't go to work because they had the children and they couldn't leave the children alone. So it was a catch-22. So the government of Barcelona established a project called, it was a bit after the hard lockdown, but it was established in September 2020. The project is called Concilia, which is reconcile. And the project is free childcare. In Spain, we don't have free childcare from 0 to 3. It's not universalized. So this service of childcare, let's say, it was established it started in seven neighborhoods of the most vulnerable neighborhoods in Barcelona. It wasn't just for single mothers. So it's for every family who needs to leave the child like for a couple of hours or more in order to go to work or in order to go to training.
Solidarity is central to Barcelona's time reform. Beneficiaries include some of the most time-deprived members of society, caregiving families. With Barcelona's Time for You service, for example, professionals carry out leisure activities and games with people with special needs of different ages. This to ease up the pressure on caregiving family members who can finally find time for themselves to swim, to take a walk, read, shop, you name it. Other projects have a wider impact on Barcelona residents of all ages, stretching public services hours to make them accessible to people who are busy during the day. The 2020 Libraries and Timetables program, for example, extends local library schedules to the late evening, so people can go to the library at midnight and then go back home with the night bus. Digital technologies are also lending a helping hand. The city's Save Time with Online Procedures initiative reduces the hours citizens devote to bureaucracy and helps to avoid time-consuming trips to municipal offices thanks to self-service kiosks or online applications. Imbalances in daily time schedules also have a direct impact on our health. Scientists have shown a clear link between disturbances to the body's internal clock and diseases like diabetes, obesity, and heart issues. Sonia Ruiz says that this time-health connection is especially relevant in Spain, where meals and social activities are pushed forward in the day, which may set in motion mind-body disruptions.
Lunch is very, very late. We eat lunch at 3, at 2 p.m. or at 3, yes. We go to bed very late. So we have dinner also very late. And this is something that it's not in balance with our body rhythms.
In order to push people to correct this imbalance, the Barcelona municipality created local TV programs to raise awareness about the connection between time management and health.
With the local TV, we've done a series of programs, of small programs, in order to talk about this health part of the of this health approach and with the time rhythms of the body.
Barcelona is convinced that its time reform should be copied. In 2011, it launched a so-called Time Pact, inviting local entities to join in. Today, the Time Pact includes 131 businesses and some 240 civil society organizations in Barcelona, from health to trade unions to women to community-based organizations. The Catalan city also offers grants to local businesses that show a commitment to the work-life balance of their employees. By adopting measures such as avoiding work on rest days, cutting the number of work meetings, or guaranteeing the right to digital disconnection. Barcelona's latest efforts are now concentrated on exporting its time-related policies abroad. The new Barcelona Declaration on Time Policies will be part of this drive. Starting from October, the city will work with private and public institutions, organizations, and research centers around the world to come up with new time solutions and recommendations to fight time poverty at both local and European level. Thank you so much for being with us. Let us know what you thought by typing at Eurocities or catch up with us on eurocities.eu.